Ice and Snow. Scene 1. Once there was a little boy named Sala. Sala went up to the mountains, where he found lots of water.
This water looks weird, but what happens when I touch it with my hands?
Sala came closer to the water, and when he touched it, he yelled,
"Ouch!"
The pain quickly goes away.
Maybe I should go home and tell Mom.
So Sala went home and told his mom mostly everything. Scene 2. The next day.
I'm going to play outside.
Okay, but be careful.
Sala went outside and his mom started to worry about him.
Maybe he's starting to go crazy.
After 10 minutes of playing, Sala felt an electric feeling.
Darn, I should have told Mom about the electric feeling I had after I touched the water.
Sala went to a normal lake and touched the water. This time, the water turned to ice. Without any time to turn around, the goddess of ice came before him.
I, the goddess of ice, have chosen you to have the power of coldness because I want some worthy person to do my job. Because I have an important quest to do. And winter is almost going to begin.
Sala didn't know what to say to this.
But I don't know how to use the power, and how would I make ice?
I will take you to my temple and teach you the way of ice, and you can do my job.
Before he can answer, he felt a cold breeze, and he appeared in an ice temple that shined like the sun.
Scene 3. The ice goddess took him inside and led him into a big room.
This is where you are going to learn how to use the power.
So a week passed and he learned everything that the goddess could teach him, like ice, snow, flying, snowballs, hail, and blizzards.
It's time to put snow upon the world, but it's not an easy task. Because sometimes you make it, and sometimes you don't. What you have to face is the dragon blizzard, ice lizard, and worst of all, the giant hail snowman.
But Sala was brave, and he went off. It was an easy flight until he came upon the dragon blizzard.
I came to defeat you.
You're just a little, pathetic human.
And you're just a big, ugly blizzard.
Arg! I'm going to kill you.
Not before I kill you first.
Sala killed the dragon blizzard with his ice sword. When Sala killed the dragon blizzard, he met the ice lizard.
I came to defeat you, ice lizard.
You got past my brother, but you will not pass me.
We'll find out soon enough.
I will destroy you, you little, pathetic human.
That's exactly what your brother said after I killed him.
Sala defeated the ice lizard with his ice majestic butterbow, and he had to move on to his ultimate challenge.
The hail snowman! Dun, dun, dun!
I'm impressed, but this time, you won't make it alive.
Ha 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 ha! Sala tried everything, but nothing worked. Until Sala thought of something.
I should lead the hail snowman to Helios, the sun god, and he will probably melt and die.
Sala led the hail snowman to Helios, and by the time they got there, the hail snowman was melting, and it yelled,
No!
The task was done, so Sala went back to the temple, but the ice goddess was dying, so she told Sala to become the new god of ice, and he never saw his mother again. The end.